At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yeah. I don't know how I feel about being the Sloppy Joe of radio.
How would you like some more Sloppy Joes?
I take a lot of pride in being
Everyone
tidy
loves Sloppy Joes.
And neat. No, I'd rather be the Taylor Ham of radio because I'm from New Jersey.
But salty and
delicious.
Good with
salty and delicious.
Well, hey, tonight, Danny G, I'm sure once you get out of here, you're going to make sure you're watching Suns Lakers, right?
Yeah, Devin Booker versus AD.
Time is running out. NBA Western Conference, all those teams chilling at the bottom. We'll see what happens.
Well, we're going to talk a little trash talk and wrap this up. Your thoughts on it. A lot of trash talking going on in the NBA. We're Covino and Rich, broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. Unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
How about our friends at Progressive?
How about them, Rich?
They make bundling easy, Steven, and affordable. Get the multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. Hey, Spot, your hair looks good.
Thanks.
We have the mutual barber. Did he put his LA Clippers cape on you?
He did.
I remember when I first
told him to take that trash off.
I said, I told him last time. We mentioned this before, but I said, if Danny G, our producer, got his hair cut here.
Hey, what's going on?
I said, I think he wouldn't allow this. I don't think he would allow. Danny G, if you went to the barber, would you let him put an LA Clippers cape on you?
Hell no.
There's a trend that's going on in the barber world, and my girlfriend sent it to me
today.
Does
TikTok videos where a guy uses like an axe?
No.
He lights someone's head
on
fire?
What would you do if your barber did this to you? You know how a barber, they try to grab your head aggressively every once in a while, like, you know, because they're straightening your head. And it's the only time you allow like another man to do that to you, right? So you're like, the barber grabs the guy's head and then he kisses him on the forehead just to see the client's reaction. And everyone's reaction is like, they laugh. Like, what are you doing? But it's kind of odd. And it does pose a question, like, what would you do if he did that to you? It's almost as bad as putting a Clippers or an opposing team's, what is it, cape?
Yeah.
Cape around you while getting a trim up.
I went to the barber one time and he gave me a haircut and I went back like 5 months later. I don't know if that's too long of a span. And I sat down. He goes, how's it going? I go, good. I go, hey, just give me what you gave me last time.
Oh,
and I just assumed.
He remembered you from 5 months ago.
And he started shaving my head down the middle. And I went, whoa.
Who did he think you were?
I don't know. And I think it was partly my fault. I shouldn't have assumed that he knew who I was. And I went, no. And then he ended up having to try to cut my hair to like cover this bald spot he put right down the middle of my head.
Well,
there was no tip that day, Covino.
No, no tip. Someone out there, Ramos, who clearly looks like you, that has a reverse mohawk.
Yeah. There he is.
Yeah. Well, guys, let's talk a little trash. Trash talking is part of the game. Yeah, I love it. I hate it. You know, I think of fighting. You can't hype a fight without some great trash talking. And that's why I'm giving Ryan Garcia a lot of props, too, because he started coming at Gervonta Davis pretty strong. They're going back and forth. You got to hold your own in your sport, in your game, in your fight. You got to hype the game, hype your team. And I feel like it's a big part of any rivalry. And again, Klay Thompson was pulling a Kobe Bryant. I was thinking about it because I pictured Kobe Bryant doing the same thing, counting the rings. Mm-hmm. And I asked Danny J, I said, who was he doing that to? Because Kobe Bryant, legendary trash talker too. And it's about backing it up. You know, guys like Kobe, guys like Larry Bird, known for their trash talking, always backed it up. You can't just trash talk and not back it up. That's part of the rules. But Kobe did the one ring, two yep. ring, three. And he was doing that to a trash-talking Mavs fan or something.
Yes, it was a Mavs fan he was doing that to.
That's incredible, man. So, yeah, Klay Thompson pulled that same exact move because I had a little deja vu moment when I saw him do that to Dylan Brooks. But it does pose the question. It's like, yo, you could trash talk all you want, Dylan Brooks. You're still talking to a guy who has multiple rings.
Yeah, there's all these little caveats, like, can you trash talk up or down? Is it a personal man-to-man thing? Like, yeah, I don't care that you got more rings. Like, I'm a better individual player, or I think I'm more relevant right now. There's so many little, I guess you would say, little
I think it's all about now, though. Yeah, intricacies. It's all about now because it's always a different team. Like, you know, hey, Klay Thompson is a champion, but it's not the same team. I mean, it's very close in this case. But, you know, just because you have these rings, it really doesn't mean diddly squat to what's going on right now. You know, I hate to say it as a Yankees fan, but the Yankees analogy you gave, Rich, is the primo example of why now is the only thing that matters. Because a Yankees fan can say 27 rings.
Man, it's like an old guy being like, I used to get a lot of ass back in the day. You should have saw me at the clubs. What, at Studio 54 in the 70s? Like,
hey, but you're not getting any now.
Yeah, my point is, we've been around in sports long enough. Let's turn it to the fan side of things for a second. We've been around long enough, not just us, but sports. Like, you know, sometimes you forget the world has a lot of history. U.S. sports.
The world is a vampire.
The world is a vampire. The world, you learn this when you go overseas for the first time. You look at some museums and some statues and the Colosseums, and you're like, oh, wow, these things are thousands of years old. The oldest thing in the United States, it's like a couple hundred years old. Not very old. The United States, relatively new when you think about it. The UFC, in our lifetime. NFL, the Super Bowl didn't exist when our parents were babies. Think of it that way, right?
Pizza didn't exist when our parents were babies.
Fact.
Not here in the U.S.
Baseball, yes. College football, yes. There were things, but we're talking about sports have evolved so much in the last 100, 150 years that like the teams that were known as like the mega dynasty type of teams may not have done anything in a long time. Like the Cowboys. The Cowboy fans are living off of glory from 25, 30, 40 years ago. Yankees fans, last time they won, 13 years ago. They're still in the playoff mix all the time, but you haven't been excited about a Yankees World Series victory since your daughter was born.
That's why trash talking is always a now thing. That's why I think, you know, Dylan Brooks, I mean, he's been talking a lot of trash. But he's saying he's the guy now. And their team is showing that. So it is about
their team
now.
Is better than
the Warriors.
They're better than the Warriors
now.
Right now.
So it's a two-part thing. It's like, yeah, you can't take away from the fact that, hey, man, I got all these rings. You can't take that away. But, like, we're not talking about that. This is a new season. This is a new team. And I think he's abiding by the rules. I think you're allowed. You could respect the rings, but it doesn't mean that I can't trash talk about right now because I'm the guy right now. And that brings up another story. And if you have any thoughts, 877-99-FOX.
I have an analogy that it hits home with us. You ever have a buddy that starts getting in shape later in life?
And hello, the guy sitting across from us.
And I just went to the bathroom, so it's a good time to talk about him.
Spot.
Spot almost died. Spot had open heart surgery. He was an out of shape big dude.
He had quintuple open heart surgery, bypass surgery.
Yeah. Now, he goes to the gym now, and he's in the zone. Like now he's more of like a gym rat. Like years and years went by where I was like, Spot, you should go to the gym with us. Oh, no thanks. Now he's at the gym, and he, you know, he is more in it than we are now. Does that give him the right to be like, act like a know-it-all over you when it comes to the gym? Because he's in it now? You follow the analogy? Like, does it matter what's happening now or a lifetime of work?
I think...
But you've been going to the gym since college.
But his now trumps my old muscles. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't matter. It's like, who knows more about dating? A guy who's dating now, right? Or a guy who's like, man, I used to be a lady killer in my day. But he's, 68 years old now.
I love how you wait until I leave the room to talk about me.
Yeah, he did that on purpose, by the way.
Obviously.
Yeah. What were you doing, push-ups in the hallway?
He used the bathroom. Talking about, like, what matters more.
Yeah, when you're trash-talking and bragging and stuff, is it, is it really about now or the past?
It's got to be about in the moment.
It has to be.
Because otherwise, the person with the accolades will just always win.
Yeah. And the reason we're making this clear, though, is because there's a lot of people saying, yo, who is Dylan Brooks to be talking trash to Klay Thompson?
Dylan Brooks is on a team that's a 2-seed where the Warriors can't win a game on the road.
Exactly. We get that it looks odd because he hasn't won anything yet, but... Hey, if we're living in a now world, especially in the world of sports, then it does make sense. But there's another trash-talking story. And let all this sink in, and by all means, give us a call or chime in at Covino and Rich. Mario Chalmers is trash-talking his former teammate, LeBron James. It's kind of odd, but there's a few questions posed there. It's like, well, why is he trash-talking him? And what he's saying is that nobody fears LeBron James. And that's the thing. He brings no intimidation factor the way Michael Jordan did. So that's kind of odd when he got 2 rings out of this, right? It's kind of weird. It's like, hey, man, you don't bite the hand that fed you like that, do you? But it does pose the question, well, does he make a point? And I've been hating on this for a long time, and that's not LeBron James. I'm not hating on LeBron James, but the whole buddy chummy culture of the NBA, LeBron James is very much a part of that. You know, slapping ass and high-fiving everybody and everybody's friends. How could you really bring that same level of intimidation that a Michael Jordan did in his era when everyone was playing out for blood, out for championships? They weren't trying to be best friends or buddy chummy, or even when they were friends, they weren't friends on the court. You know, you didn't see that type of behavior. So, Michael Jordan was able to keep that same, a different level of respect and intimidation that LeBron, even though he's still a force, isn't able to keep because he's buddies with everybody.
And what is your motivation for trash talking on the court, on the field? Is it to hype yourself up?
Get in the mind of people.
Right. Or is it to affect the guy right across from you?
I think it's to get in the head of your opponent. Like,
yes.
This goes down to like college, high school, little league.
It's the battle of the mind first, right?
I mean, something is like, you could tell what guys get rattled. It could be something as stupid as pickup basketball or softball or whatever you play, like recreationally.
Remember when Apollo Creed was like, Rocky was like, oh man, like, this guy won't stop talking. He's like really confusing me, making me a little intimidated.
Like, you know how to get in certain people's heads. Like, it sounds ridiculous, but like I said, if you even play rec sports against some guys, you'll know that there's a guy I play basketball with that, if he's off his game a little bit, start trash talking and he will be even more rattled. Like, we're all human. And I think trash talking is more designed to get in the head of others. But some people do it to hype themselves up.
Yeah, I was researching the best trash talkers in the history of sports. And it says one of the most relentless talkers to ever play a sport was Hall of Famer Gary Payton. He knew exactly what trash talking was for, to throw off his opponent. He said he wanted his opponent to start thinking about him rather than the game.
That's great.
Yeah.
Ali, Mayweather, again, that's part of the fight game too. And this is the mental fight in any sport that you're playing. And Danny G, what's your take on Chalmers saying nobody's like, damn, I got to go against LeBron tonight. Nobody's scared. No one's intimidated when they think about that matchup.
Wow.
What do you think about that? And again, he compares it to, Jordan had that intimidation factor. Do you think there's truth to that? Or is he just like, he has sour grapes for some reason we don't even know about?
I don't think it's sour grapes, but it's a guy who said this on a podcast and then was invited onto the Colin Cowherd show the next day to talk about it it's his entry into broadcasting, it feels like to me.
So we're taking the bait?
Yeah, we're taking the bait.
Because Chalmers,
he's just saying outlandish things.
You're the 10th best guy on that Miami Heat team back then. So he just sounds like an MJ guy who has these stories about LeBron because he used to play with LeBron.
Yeah. It's like a Kendrick Perkins just talking to talk.
You say outlandish things just to get the headline and then people want to interview you or something. Nah, that's lame.
Do you have a favorite trash talking statement ever? Like a moment where that guy's trash talking was memorable? I mean, there's, of course, the Muhammad Ali's and the, you know.
I liked when Ivan Drago was like, I must break you. That was a good one.
Do you guys remember Shannon Sharp?
No, and then he's like, if he dies, he dies.
Shannon Sharp had the best trash talking of all time when they were beating up on the Patriots in the 90s. Do you remember when he was on the sideline? He goes, I'll call the president. We need the National Guard. We need as many men as you can spare because we're killing the Patriots. Do you remember that? He picked up the phone on the sidelines.
I do remember that.
Yeah, there's some good trash talkers out there. Just a reminder, there's a few stories going on in the world of the NBA where people are just talking smack. And it's good for the game. It really is.
Sometimes, guys, it also varies on how good the player is. And using Tiger Woods as the example, Tiger would be very subtle sometimes in his trash talk. But also, if you trash talked him, he could completely turn it around. And there was this, saw it on TikTok literally within the last 24 hours. Years back, there was a golfer by the name of Stephen Ames who was going to play Tiger one-on-one in match play. And Ames says, you know, they ask, hey, do you have a chance against Tiger, you know, tomorrow? He goes, well, you know, where he's hitting it right now, you know, I think I have a pretty good chance, which is a total shot at Tiger. Tiger, they played 10 holes. Tiger went every hole and finished the match on the 10th hole, which is absolutely unheard of.
That's
every
awesome.
Single hole. So and then when they ask him, he's like, yeah, of course that he heard it. But there's also the guys who could take the trash talk and turn it around. And
right.
There are guys who thought Tiger was done as well, and they weren't afraid of him. And he goes and wins the 2019 Masters again. So
yeah, you know what it's like?
It's poking the bear.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like the bulletin board material that sometimes people don't think it means anything, but teams will rally behind. Like, if there's a sentiment, they're like, oh, we're going to easily get past that team. All you need is a quote from someone on the other team, and that could be the rally cry for that team for the whole week. So, you know, sometimes we don't think it makes a difference, but it does. It does. Some good trash talking out there.
Now, speaking of championships, put your thinking caps on, Fox Sports Radio Nation.
Oh, by the way, Dan Beyer, there was a time, Tiger Woods, we were golfing, and he handed me a tampon. And I was like, oh, yeah. I was like, oh, you jokester. I see you're saying I'm like a woman. Oh, man. Yeah, Tiger, that Tiger Woods.
And then Rich got a hole-in-one because you don't poke that bear. Yeah, man.
The best trash talkers bring props.
Yep.
You ever trash talk Carrot Top?
Tiger's like, you and your progressive sunglasses, you nerd.
So, again, based on Dylan Brooks talking trash to Klay Thompson, he's poking up. He's poking the bear upward. You know, he doesn't have any championships, but he's the guy right now. Is it then or now? Speaking of championships, Rich asked me a question before the show. I said, well, let's talk about it on Fox Sports Radio. We were talking about Mike Trout and Ohtani and how these guys are playing big on a big stage, but they don't have championships. Is it better to win them earlier or later in your career? What do you guys think?
I mean, you want them no matter what, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
of course.
It's a quickie question, and then I know we're going to get to midweek major in a little bit and an update with Dan. But if you think about it real quick, if you're Mike Trout, you got, as people like to say, like those Mickey Mantle numbers. They always compare those two because they're, you know, same position, same sort of size.
Kind of like the same build.
Cut from the same
cloth. It's like a modern day version.
But Mickey Mantle, also known for, I don't know, being a champion Yankees. He's, you know, he's a classic New York Yankee. Trout's never been to the postseason. With that said, correct me if I'm wrong, isn't it Cal Ripken that won his rookie year and never won again?
Yeah, 82.
Buster Posey, I believe, won his rookie year, but then won additional times. You can't pick these things, but would you rather win when you are the young superstar, or do you want to win later in the career, because it might mean more, but you're not the player you once were.
Ah, that's the great little
like they're
hook
sort of
there,
carrying
yeah.
like Peyton Manning carried teams his whole life. One of his two Super Bowls, he was carried. Do you rather later in the career, like an exclamation point, or do you rather be like, hey, in my prime, I was the guy and I won one? I guess it doesn't matter. You want to just win one. But I do feel like Mike Trout might be that guy that eventually is tired of not being relevant and signs like a 2-year deal with like the Yankees or Astros or Dodgers or something. All of a sudden, Mike Trout's in the playoffs.
Just to get that ring.
Yeah.
I think when you win it early, like Mr. Furley.
Jack.
When you win it early, you know, you think that the rest of your career is going to roll that way. And if you ask Cal Ripken, like, man, were you misled? Because then you realize, you know, how hard it is to get there. And did I really appreciate that moment the way I was supposed to? You know what I mean? Like, and then you're just fighting just to relive that the rest of your career. And to never get there again, it sucks. But to work your way there and then finally get there at the end of your career, it just must mean so much more, regardless of where you are in your career. You finally got that one. So I think at the end of your career means more than earlier. That's my answer.
I just feel like there's no way Mike Trout just wastes away for his whole life in Anaheim, playing for the California Anaheim Angels of Los Angeles, whatever they're called now.
Think about that, and we'll do a little midweek major.
Next, right here on Fox Sports Radio. Now, every guy needs an edge. The other guy working on his edge right now. Whether you have one or not, testosterone levels at an all-time low. We all had our T levels checked, and truthfully, most people, once you hit like 30-something, 40-something, your testosterone levels drop. You're not the man you once were. You don't have the energy, the sex drive. You don't have the energy at the gym. You're playing sports. You get tired quicker.
You know the great indicator, aside from sex,
what?
Is that lethargic workout at the gym. You're not pushing it. Yeah. You're just going through the motions. Trust us.
Especially if you got kids.
We've been there.
If you got little kids and you're like, yo, where is my energy?
And, you know, props for even making it to the gym because that's tough in itself. But then you're there and you're just not, you're right, not doing anything.
Well, thankfully,
you got to get chalked up.
There's
a
new champion of natural testosterone boosters, Chalk, C-H-O-Q. You got to check out the male vitality stack. It's been clinically studied to boost testosterone 20% in 90 days. Reclaim your game. Higher T, maximize energy, laser focus. And right now we got a deal for you. 35% off with code CRSHOW for any Chalk subscription for life.
Yeah, that's a wheel of a steal of a deal, as you say. 35% off. CHOQ.com, Chalk.com. Get all chalked up like Showtime Shohei Ohtani. Code CRSHOW. CRSHOW for 35% off. And subscriptions cancelable at any time.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Smashing Pumpkins on a way back Wednesday. Kavino and Rich on Fox Sports Radio.
You thought Kyrie was crazy when he believed in a flat earth. Smashing Pumpkins believe that the world's a vampire.
That is true.
That's
hey,
a
Ramos,
meme. That's
Danny,
a meme, by the way.
Danny G, Billy Corgan of Smashing Pumpkins. We had him on the show back in the day. He is a huge fan of what baseball team? Any guesses? Billy Corgan.
The Cleveland Guardians?
No.
Chicago Cubs?
He is a huge Cubs fan. He's a huge Cubs fan. And like
Danny.
He's the athlete. And I was actually texting a bossman about this the other day. Every athlete wants to be a rock star. Every rock star wants to be an athlete. And there's that mutual respect. We talked the other day about J.J. Watt showing all that love for Taylor Swift. Because there is that, like, you see how hard it is and what it takes to get to the level in sports or music or acting. And Billy Corgan's one of those superstar musicians, Smashing Pumpkins, that wants to take batting practice, wants to go on the field, meet the players. Like, he loves baseball. So if you're a Cubs fan, you know that. But you might not know Billy Corgan, huge Chicago sports guy.
Well, as you said, game recognized game.
Yeah.
Again, thank you guys for being here. Kavino and Rich on Fox Sports Radio. We're going to get to your phone calls at 877-99 on Fox, then a little midweek major with Spot. But first,
Dan Byer. What's up, buddy?
Guys, remember when Garth Brooks played in spring training games?
So did Billy Crystal, right? Didn't Billy Crystal take a couple hacks?
I know that there were at least a couple that Garth Brooks suited up for, and it became a thing. And after a while, you're like,
that's pretty cool, man.
After a while.
Oh, after a while.
You're like,
yeah.
All right, let's move it along.
No, but it is, you know, I do love that.
Was it Garth
though.
Brooks or Chris Gaines?
That's true. Good one.
Spring training rolling on opening day a week from tomorrow. Tonight, we're focused on the NBA. And news out of Memphis says the Grizzlies say that guard Ja Morant will come off the bench for tonight's game against Houston. It's his first game since being suspended by the NBA for conduct detrimental to the league. Comments made by Grizzlies head coach Taylor Jenkins, who says Morant may actually come off the bench for a few more games as he works his way back into the fold. Mavericks guard Luka Doncic will return tonight to play against the Warriors. Clippers forward Paul George out 2 to 3 weeks with a sprained right knee. Zion Williamson out 2 more weeks with a strained hamstring, but he has been cleared to resume on-court activities. In college hoops, Penn State men's basketball coach Micah Shrewsbury leaving Happy Valley. He's becoming the new men's basketball coach at Notre Dame. And North Carolina forward Armando Bacot will return to Chapel Hill for his final season of eligibility. Trade in the NFL today. Browns acquired wide receiver Elijah Moore and a third round pick from the Jets. Jets get a second rounder in return from Cleveland. And how about this? In speaking with Vanity Fair, Gisele Bündchen says she never gave her ex-husband Tom Brady an ultimatum of choosing their family or football, saying what was said was, quote, one piece of a much bigger puzzle, end quote. Gisele also explained the breakup and divorce from Brady was, quote, the death of my dream, end quote. Yeah, so some heavy comments from Gisele.
Ooh, and, you know, her saying that, hey, it wasn't football, Tommy, or me and the family. A lot of times we've talked about this, Kavino. It's always a sense of that might have been the final straw. Every relationship, it's not, the reason you break up isn't because of that one last fight. It's a accumulation of all these things. And listen, it sucks that they just weren't right in the long run. But did you see Dan Byer, who she was with in Costa Rica for the second time?
Was it that instructor?
The jiu-jitsu guy and Gisele on the beach again in Costa Rica.
They're friends.
Yeah, wow. Biz Marquis said that too, Spot.
Rest in peace, Biz Marquis. Thank you, Dan Byer. It's Kavino and Rich live from the TireRack.com studios. Testosterone levels are at an all-time low, so get chalked up. Chalk is the new champion of natural T boosters. Chalk boosts testosterone 20% in 90 days. Chalk is giving 35% off with code CRSHOW, CRSHOW. That's chalk.com, CHOQ.com, code CRSHOW. Now, I want the phone calls to hang tight. If you got anything to say about trash talking or jive talking or when it's best to win a championship right away, early on, later in your career, anything we discussed, everything's at 877-99 on Fox or at Covino and Rich.
But right now, it's time for something we do every Wednesday.
Covino and Rich gets you over the middle of the week with Midweek Major.
Ooh, I love that.
We throw sports and pop culture headlines and topics at the fellas and
It's like the kids say.
That's so mid. Week definitely major.
CNR scoring. Midweek major.
Oh yeah, it's a hump day.
Hump day.
Welcome into a Wednesday with CNR, and we're going to see which one of the hosts gets to go first this week answering the questions. Got the big dice out today.
Oh, these are Danny G's love dice.
The love dice.
Look at Covino's not holding them. He's cradling them.
Yeah, I know. I don't know.
A little sticky.
They got rubber gloves for these? Danny G's oversized love dice. All right, here we go.
My wife, he loves the strawberry.
The first die says lick. What does it say? Covino.
What did he roll?
Four.
Oh, are you serious?
Yeah. How was that even? I was dropping deuces.
Man, Vito's little son earlier rolled better than a
two?
Four.
Rich got six, so Rich goes
six.
First.
Okay.
All right, and the advantage of going first on midweek major is that, you know, Rich gets to steal all my great points.
All right, and your host, hailing from the great Scotch Plains, New Jersey.
It's not that great.
Spotty Boy.
Here we go.
I was just there, trust me. It's not that great.
What's the best place in Scotch Plains? You find yourself in Scotch Plains, New Jersey.
There's an amusement park, right?
No, closed down.
Oh,
it's now like housing.
Yeah, Boatcraft, you're thinking.
Boatcraft
of, right?
Amusement park.
I used to go there growing up, too.
There's a few, you know.
Is that the type of place you play skee ball at?
Yeah,
that type of place.
Yeah. Stagehouse. If you're looking for a good drink and some
food.
Yeah,
no, Stagehouse is great.
All right. Rich, to you.
Yeah.
Patrick Beverly has revealed his secret to a good game.
Pat Bev.
You know what the secret is?
What?
No sex. He's pulling a Rocky. So the Bulls guard revealed on his Pat Bev podcast that he doesn't have sex the night before games. He wants to make sure he's 100%, adding that he wants to have quote-unquote fresh legs. So it makes me wonder what he's actually doing when he is having sex. His wife isn't happy with it, but she, you know, obviously concedes for the...
This is nonsense.
Whatever, midweek major.
Come on. It'll make you weak in the knees, Rock. Come on.
Weak in the knees.
We learned that in the 70s from Mickey and Rocky Balboa. I don't know.
Yo, but Mick, I want to have sex.
Yo, Adrian, what's
up? Adrian, yeah, she's looking fine, Mick.
Did you see those glasses?
Yeah. Why do you think Adrian looks so sad working at a pet shop?
Why do you think Mr. T was all about her? Remember that? Mr. T was trashing... Yeah, talking trash.
He's the fool.
Speaking of trash talking.
Well, anyway, back to Pat Bev. I mean, to each his own with provolone. Isn't that what your dad says, Covino? I get it. Some people feel like, it'll make you weak. Didn't Tyson Fury, heavyweight champion, didn't he say something a while back about this? You would know. You're the big boxing guy. Didn't he say, like, he refrains permanently during training? Or did he say he does it all the time? I'm going to look it up while you give me your time.
Is that why you guys are so good on the air?
Yeah.
I say...
It's actually the opposite. I feel like I'm in a better mood afterwards.
These are, you know, too many rules to live by. I get it. It sort of makes sense because you're taking your, like, fire away a little bit because everybody knows you want to just roll back over and go to bed. But I don't know, man. I think you take it when you can or get it when you can because, unfortunately, if you're depriving your partner... And putting your job ahead of your partner, is that going to rub them the wrong way in the long run?
Did we not learn anything from Tom and Giselle?
Yeah, it's like you got to make time and put your person as priority or else I'm not saying they're going to get it somewhere else, but they're more likely to.
I remember.
The odds are where they're more likely to, and I don't think there's any proof at all that it makes you weak in the knees. I think that's been proven. I think the Mythbusters proved that wrong.
Mythbusters.
So I think this is a mid story. He's wasting his fun with his wife.
I mean, you're young once. I mean, do it when you can.
And by the way, Fury revealed that he had not had sex in 12 weeks to stay focused on that Wilder fight.
You know why? Because the previous fight, Danny G, I remember this one. The previous fight with Tyson Fury and Deontay Wilder, Tyson Fury claimed that he ate 5 to 6 meals a day, drank 8 liters of water, and let's just say pleasured himself 7 times a day.
Yikes.
So he thought he was like in heavy rotation, and he did the opposite for the second fight. He whooped Deontay both times, so...
I mean, it worked in this case, but...
All right, next one, Spotty.
All right, L.A., SoFi Stadium, hoping to host the 2026 FIFA World Cup.
Yeah.
Maybe out of the running, and the reason? The field isn't wide enough.
Yeah, it's not wide enough
for
the pitch.
It's up by, like, about 63 feet, so the thought is that they might take out some seats to accommodate, but...
Right.
And that note, the stadium is already under capacity. So they have an 80,000 person minimum, seating minimum that they need. And there's only 70,000 currently in SoFi. So if they start taking out seats, they're definitely going to come under that. So now that's out of the running. They're thinking MetLife and AT&T in Dallas might be the front runners to host. Unfortunately,
Jerry Jones licking his chops. He's like, yeah. I mean, I went to SoFi. It's beautiful.
It's beautiful.
Pain in the ass to get to. Don't start breaking down the stadium for the. I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of money to be made, but I don't know. As is, let it be.
No, I think it's a major story. Major because think of all the revenue, all the money.
It's like they didn't plan accordingly.
Yeah, it's like you said, Ramos, I agree. Bad planning.
Wait, if money comes into California, is my LADWP bill going to go down?
$28,000.
Yeah,
no, but I'm sure there's millions of dollars to be made having it here, and to lose it to, like you said, Dallas or something like that, I think that's major news.
What are we talking about? The Super Bowl city when we were in Phoenix. Billions of dollars come into a Super Bowl city, so I can only imagine a World Cup, right? What do you got, Spot?
All right. Golfer Justin Thomas got to make one fan's dream a reality, and in the process pulled a Happy Gilmore. Not hitting a ball with a shovel, but actually signing the chest of one of his fans. An OnlyFans model went to the Valspar Championship and said going into it that she wanted to meet him and have him sign her chest.
Yeah.
And when he was signing stuff, he looked hesitated. It was hesitating, but actually went in, signed her chest. She got it.
Nice.
Was really happy about it.
Good for him.
Midweeker major.
This is such a weak story.
I disagree.
I'll tell you why, though. It's weak because anyone making a big deal about it is so lame to begin with. So he signed the girl's breast. Give me a break. Who cares? Rock stars did that for generations.
Oh, that's the key word right there. Rock star. And I think golf needs a rock star.
Right?
Even though Tiger Woods is a huge name and he did his thing and he's a legend, he didn't have a rock star vibe about him. Golf needs their Andre Agassi rock star kind of guy, and I like this
Andre
move.
Agassi.
Yeah, because he had that, right? I like this. Yeah. Good for Justin Thompson.
God, what do you got? One more spot.
All right, one more. So Charles Barkley revealed how, when he first got into the league, how he used to keep his uniform clean, and that's by going into the shower fully dressed to wash his uniform. He said that after games at night, they used to have to fly commercial so that he wouldn't be able to wash it before the next game. So he would just walk into the shower with it on. And he revealed this during the NCAA championship coverage. And they were like, you know, there's other ways to do this. And he was like, no, it's just easier to wear the uniform and wash it.
It's the weakest story ever. I just feel like Charles is scared to show what he's got going on underneath, maybe. I mean, why else would you wear your full uniform in the shower?
Was it Weird Science?
No, maybe it's like George Costanza in the beach episode.
Yeah, getting fat or something. I don't know. Why would he keep his clothes on? It's a weird moment. It's a weird story, actually.
Stop looking at me, Dan Marley.
I don't like his justification. Either. It sounds like it doesn't make sense. So this is a very mid story.
Right, I'll
That's
take it.
So mid.
Thank you, Spotty. Midweek Major every Wednesday. Some fun stories.
So excited.
In the world of sports. All right. Covino & Rich for Tire Rack. Shopping for tires can be deflating. And I'm sure there's going to be a lot of people shopping for tires out here in L.A. All the potholes. Every time I see a pothole, I'm like, Tire Rack's got to be happy.
Yeah, well, TireRack.com, fast free shipping and free road hazard protection are just the start. Did you know they test tires? They got their own test track where they push tires to the limit. Great traction and comfortable ride. They share the results so you can make an informed choice. So go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive.
Not sure where to begin? Try the Tire Decision Guide. They'll give you a personalized recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. They sell only the best, like the full line of Vredestein tires, shipped fast and free to you or over 10,000 recommended installers, free road hazard protection. They get the job done. Mobile tire installation is available in many areas.
They'll bring new tires to you at home or work and install them on site. So go to TireRack.com/sports, see their Vredestein test results and special offers. That's TireRack.com/sports, TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Ohtani's ready. Trout's ready. 3-2. He struck him out! Ohtani strikes out Trout, and Japan's back on top of the baseball world.
Japan wins. WBC was awesome. 3-2, Ohtani. With the strikeout of Mike Trout, we talked about it. It's the Progressive Play of the Day. Progressive making things even easier. Help you bundle your home and car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at Progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. We're Covino and Rich on Fox Sports Radio.
So if Trout lays off that last pitch, are they calling that strike three? Because it like nipped the corner. It was a cutter that nipped. I think they would have punched him out.
Great pitch, great game. And again, if you missed it, catch it on the podcast, rewind, check it out. Subscribe for free. Search Covino and Rich wherever you subscribe to your podcasts.
All right. Let's say what's up to Brian in New York. You are on with Covino and Rich. Talked about a lot of random stuff today. What's up, Brian?
Hello. Yeah. You guys were talking about how would it be the best to win, early or young. I would have to say Big Ben Roethlisberger has got it closed up. He won young as a rookie, and then he was in it the whole time, and then he won another one other than his bathroom activities.
Yeah.
I think that's a good call right there.
Yeah, I look at a guy like Elway who struggled through like losing AFC championship games, three Super Bowls, and then Elway came back, won two in a row, and walked away.
Yeah,
that's pretty awesome.
Bookend's nice, but yeah, if you win like Elway too, it's another way to do it.
Yeah, but
because it means that much more, it really does.
Yeah, the opposite.
You win it early on, you don't know. You just don't know. You don't have perspective. It's like a spoiled victory.
The analogy that I'll give that...
Meaning you're spoiled.
Yeah, no, believe it or not, I have an analogy about myself. When we first started doing radio and television, Danny G, I started doing auditions for like commercials, right? I was like, oh, let me try the commercial game, right? Why not? Everyone in one time in their life is like, ultra commercials. I booked the first thing I auditioned for, and I remember thinking like, man, this is easy. Never booked another thing after that. Years went by. I was the first audition. I was like, they're like, you're hired. You're the guy. I'm like, man, this is like a simple way to make extra money. That's not that way. That's like winning a World Series like Cal Ripken Jr. your rookie season.
Yeah, later on it means that much more to you because you have perspective. You know how hard it is to get there. You know that it's not that easy.
Yeah.
And thank you guys for hanging out with us again, Covino and Rich. I want to say happy birthday to William Shatner, who turned 92, and your boy Bob Costas.
Yeah, Bob Costas, 71 today, I think. Yeah.
71.
So happy birthday, Bob Costas.
Oh, and by the way, Matthew Modine, 64, better known as Papa,
Papa,
Papa.
Reese Witherspoon, 46 today.
Yeah,
Reese looking good.
Hey, Danny G.
His balls are coming out of the pocket a little bit fluttery.
You got slick balls.
Bad balls.
By the way, she looks good with her spoon and without it, just so you know.
We do have time to give away a CNR Nerf bribery football. And this one is titled, Hi, Ramos, but I think he means it to be in Tyson's voice.
Hey, Ramos.
Yeah.
Hey, Ramos.
His handle is this dude that writes reviews. This is from Apple Podcasts, the Covino and Rich Show.
Nice.
These guys are awesome. 5 stars. This is not your same old sports show. Every day is something different to look forward to. Monday, something that makes you go, during football season. Tuesdays, Tyson's trivia. Wednesday, midweek, or major. Wow, this guy runs down our whole week.
Yeah.
Thursday when 50 hits, and Friday's hobnobbing is great.
Wow.
Everyone gets involved in the conversation, not just the two hosts. Y'all also need to check out their Patreon. I've been listening to Covino and Rich since the old Maxim days.
Wow.
You will not be disappointed.
Yeah, we were affiliated with Maxim magazine.
Remember
early
magazines?
In our yeah, you guys remember magazines. That's the early 2000s. So
damn.
We appreciate that review. He wins a Nerf bribery ball.
You do. This dude that writes reviews, go ahead and email me. crprizes@gmail.com. That's crprizes@gmail.com. We'll get you hooked up with your free Nerf football.
And if you want to qualify, you know, be sure to play along with our games throughout the week or leave a review on Apple Podcasts. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Danny G, man. That was awesome.
Question for you. We're a week away from baseball.
I am so
pumped.
And
I know we'll get, you know, more into this as we get closer to opening
day. You know, my mom got me an Aaron Judge Danbury Mint statue. It's like this big, this thing. Aaron Judge swinging for the fences.
Where did she get something like that?
The Danbury Mint.
That's right.
And by the way, it's mint. You got to see this thing.
That's hilarious. I hope you display that.
She's like, Steven.
Put that right in your living room and make your girlfriend mint.
I know. It's going to be right on the coffee table. She's like, I want you to be excited for the season.
Being that your mom buys you presents like
I'm
your school
boy. I'm so pumped, yeah.
Being that Judge signed that big deal, $40 million a year. Got the money from the Yanks. For a minute, you thought he was going to the Giants, if you remember.
Mm-hmm.
What's your prediction? Is he going to hit another 50, 60, 70 home runs? Or is it a letdown year?
No, I mean, it's going to be hard to match last season. But I think, you know, there's no stopping him. There's no sign or reason to think that he's going to slow down. Yeah, he's definitely in his prime. Has another big, big season. So, can't wait.
Yanks
man.
Have
We're
high
excited
hopes?
About it. Yeah, absolutely. Why not? Yeah, so we'll be talking about that here on the show. And thank you guys for hanging out with us.
Anything you miss, at Covino and Rich. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Until then, arrivederci, baby.
See you in the promised land.
Have a good night, everyone.
Later, guys.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.